All right. Yeah. So you're looking on the screen there at some goodies in our shop. And we have more. Those are our clothing items. The T-shirt, the Ted's Beverly Hills T-shirt, the Jetem lingerie. There's the Ted's hoodie, which is not available for the giveaway here. Collectibles include the shot glass, the keychain, the coffee mug. I had another idea for a shirt, and I mentioned it on the air, and I completely fucking blew it. Digital downloads available, of course, this morning. And so you can take your pick not only of all of the CDs available on digital download, but as well, Bobby Dooley, the best of Ted Bell, and our WIOD 1994. That was the very first best of CD we ever did, and I was really excited about it. Still am excited about the fact that we did that. And the money that we raised for that, and I say we, it was all spearheaded really by Neil Rogers and WIOD. That money went to the good people at Center One, which was an outreach place for HIV positive people. People who are HIV positive and needed information, which, by the way, maybe somebody wants to explain that to Donald Sterling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that thing last night was Sterling. Wow, what a clusterfuck. All right, our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. And it is to that number I would like you all to call so you can, like, maybe win, I don't know, what have you. One of the prizes here this morning, we have some questions that we'll ask you. And good morning. What is your username?
About to go chimp.
About to go chimp.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
Burbank.
Burbank, Cal. All
yep.
right, man. Let's see, dude. I got to get over these questions here. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well.
Good, man.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Just kind of woke up, but what else is new? Steve Bozell's next door neighbor is who?
Is it Roy Hutchins?
You got it.
Awesome.
You win. All right, man. That was pretty easy, wasn't it? Usually I do multiple choice and shit like that, but hey.
I'll take the easy questions.
Yeah, and you're going to win anyway, so we're just giving them away anyway. So what would you like here this morning about to go chimp? You want collectibles with coffee mugs and shot glasses. Our clothing, of course, is our T-shirts and the ball cap, too. I forgot about that.
And let's go with...
Also, digital downloads. You can get a download of any of the best of CDs, as well as the Bobby and Ted download, as well as the WIOD.
I really need the shot glasses.
You got it, yeah. Who doesn't? And this is cool, man, because we give you a four-pack. So you'll get four shot glasses, which we call our hangover thing, our hangover pack. All right, brother, thanks so much. About to go chimp. We're going to send you a confirming email. And then you will, follow whatever directions are forthwith given. All right, brother, thanks so much for calling this morning.
All right, thank you. See you on the 5th, Bill.
All right, man. Bye-bye. All right, so there is About to Go Chimp in Burbank, California. Yesterday we had three calls. Not one of them was from California. We had Columbus, Ohio. We had New York City. And we had, I forget the other one. But I think that they were all, it's just kind of interesting, But I don't know. Good morning. What's your username?
Yo, Phil, it's Paulie D from New Jersey.
Hey, man, how are you, Paulie?
Paulie, can you imagine all these years, and I've never talked to you live.
Have you talked to me on tape?
Well, of course, but...
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
So, Paulie, I should tell people, you helped me early on with our show logs, which we're slowly but surely finally getting together here. Alex has taken over that project, but... thank you for that, man. And if you ever see a show log in the archives that says Paulie D, that's the one that he did, which was really actually a really cool thing for you to do, man, because we were just inundated with work at the beginning, and we still are, Until a big company buys this thing, we'll just be buried. All right, Paulie.
Yes. I'll be huge then.
What's that?
We'll all be huge then.
Yeah, we'll all be physically and reputation-wise huge. All right, Paulie, not that you're going to get one wrong because, you're just that kind of guy. Tell me why it is. We all know that Frank Gray, Margaret's husband, has gender confusion. Why?
Oh, my goodness. That's hard. Hold on, let me think.
Don't remember, do you? Early on, we mentioned why he had gender confusion, but we probably haven't talked about it much lately.
I mean, Johnny Bean's probably laughing at me right now. oh, my goodness. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm not even going to guess because I'm going to allow someone else to get it. Because no, I'll tell you right now. It would be a complete guess, so my apologies.
Well, go ahead, do it, because I'm not going to repeat the question because it just gives people time to look it up, you know, and I don't want to do that. I go on to a new question. I'll give the answer, but you want to take a wild guess, go ahead.
Wild guess would be that he, early in life, his mom was,
a mother issue, yeah. Well, we have a lot of those, but no, Frank didn't have any mother issues. It was untreated syphilis, untreated gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
And
now.
He has like a neurosyphilis condition, so, because he's a piece of shit at heart, but a good guy. All right, Paulie, where are you calling from this morning, man?
New Jersey.
Jersey. Whereabouts in New Jersey do you live?
I live 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, you're in that part of New Jersey. Okay, whatever reason I was thinking about New York. In fact, I got asked the other day by somebody, can you do a Philadelphia accent? And I said, the closest I can come to Philadelphia is it's a little bit of Baltimore, which is like this, but there's some New York thrown in. But you got the...
I'll tell you, man, if you need help with that, I can certainly help out.
What I'll do is I'll just call you up one day and just talk to you for about a half an hour.
Exactly.
Okay, that'd be good. All right, dude, what do you want for your thing this morning? We got the whole thing. We got collectibles, we have our clothing line, except for the hoodie. We have digital downloads. You name it, man.
I bought everything but the Ted's of Beverly Hills. I didn't buy the pink T-shirt, but,
You didn't get the Ted's T-shirt?
I'll buy the Ted's T-shirt.
You got a girlfriend out there, man? She might want a pink ladies' tee. I don't know. What do you? I'll give you the Ted's T-shirt.
I'm just horrible, man. I mean, I'm single for now.
Don't get anything for a woman. She's they've got to prove their worth. All right, dude, we got the Ted's of Beverly Hills T-shirt heading out to you then. Okay.
All right. Cool.
For Paulie D and Paulie, make sure you wait for our. We'll get you confirming email, and things will be beautiful. And thanks for being there for us.
Yeah, all the years, man.
Yeah,
it's been great.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I hope I can keep this going for at least until I can get out of town.
It's been a good time, and look, I'll tell you right now, I won't keep you long, but all the years ago that I got the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hope that it goes back to that format at some point. You can figure it out. I know the whole thing with the regular radio is really difficult, but if you ever go back to that, mm-hmm. That's how people get it, obviously. You know what I mean? They sit there and they look at the radio. I remember, it's been so many years for me.
Yeah.
But I had to sit on it and actually say, all right, I tried to trip you up, obviously, because I didn't know the show. I mean, there was no, going to the website back then or anything like that.
Yeah.
And finally, I ended up getting it. I'm like, oh yeah,
I was the guests, and that they were all fake, or you knew they were fake. A lot of people thought that there was an actor,
I
hired.
I did not know originally, Phil. I did not know that they were fake, and that's what I'm saying.
When I got it, I was like, wow. You need to keep that quiet because people are going to not want to, they're going to want to put you in a hospital. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, dude, the dynamics change, shows change. We can go back and we can. There's a lot of things. One of the things about Phil Hendry is I'm always thinking and I'm always trying to do weird things. And right now what we're doing is probably even weirder than what we did do because it's just, it's an hour and a half of improv. It's whack, but
the studio are awesome, dude. Yeah,
but I'll tell you one thing. The whole thing with talk radio, do you listen to talk radio?
I do, not as much as I used to.
What kind of calls are coming in now to talk radio? I mean, I think that they're mostly the people that are sucking ass, meaning the ditto heads, the people that... But how many people are really accessing talk radio to get it off their chest as opposed to just going to Facebook, Twitter, blogging?
You're exactly right. And I would say, you listen to the same guys I listen to, O&A and all, and that's just calling just to talk about whatever, which is, But The best radio, you're right. I mean, who's taking calls? Handel's not taking calls anymore. I listen to Handel on KFI.
Yeah.
He doesn't take calls anymore because, he thinks it's a waste of time. Now, yeah. Bill's crazy, but,
Hey, what do you listen to down? You listen to Philadelphia radio?
I don't anymore. I mean, you know, you would think that I lived in California the way I listen to KFI and other stuff, but I do listen to ONA and, you know, and Ron and Fez on that platform.
Oh, yeah, those cats. Yeah, well, that's all. You like comedy is what you like. That's why you're checking that out. All right, brother, thanks so much, Paulie, and we'll catch you down the road. I really appreciate it.
Later.
All right, buddy. There's Paulie D. All right, we got to go. One more. So we've got Paulie is in Jersey, and we just talked to our friend about to go chimp in Burbank. And let's see what else we got going on here. Let's see. Good morning. What is your username?
Hello.
Hello. What's your username?
It's Tom Tatham.
It's Tom spelled, what?
Tom Tatham, spelled T-A-T-H-A-M. First name Tom.
T-A-T-H-E-M.
First A-M.
A-M. And that is your username?
My username is Tom Tatham.
Okay.
T-O-M-T-A-T-H-A-M.
You got it, man. All right. Very good. All right, Tom, here is your question.
Fire one.
All right. Here's your question this morning. This is a tough one, but, you know, well, I'll give you a less tough one. Ted's of Beverly Hills is Ted's restaurant, obviously. Who did Ted get the restaurant from?
His old man.
Yes. And just for...
His alcoholic old father, right?
Yeah, his old man. Yeah, he drank up the profits. Exactly.
That's perfect. Right.
I was going to ask you, what TV pilot did Margaret appear in, but that's probably pretty
Ooh,
tough.
That'd be a toughie, yeah.
It was called Bunkhouse. All right. Tom,
Bunkhouse.
Bunkhouse, yeah. All right, Tom, good job, man. So, Tom Tatham, and now where are you calling from, man?
Ventura.
Cool. I got two California. You're right around the. You're probably right next door, for all I know.
Yeah, I live in Midtown.
You're
and,
in Midtown Ventura?
Midtown, yeah.
Where do you?
Right off of Seward and Thompson.
Oh, okay, man. That's I know where that is. You know, there used to be a great restaurant called Joanna Fina's over there. I used to go there all the time. Hey,
Yeah,
they closed it up, man. Fantastic restaurant.
Actually, I grew up surfing Silver Strand. And,
no shit.
I ride down there every now and again to go to Big Daddy-O's Barbecue. Is
that
still
place
around?
Is so, oh, that place is awesome. Oh, yeah, it's around. Hell, yeah. Art's down there. And I can't eat there anymore, man, because it's like calories on top of calories, you know. But
yeah.
That big fucking square hamburger he's got, that big rectangular hamburger he serves up, you know. And,
yeah, and his tri-tip is
his tri-tip is awesome. And then across the street is Pepe's, which I don't eat at, but hey, you know, whatever. It's if you know, but Pepe's is still there, and it's just a great beach. It's a great neighborhood.
It is.
Also, man, I wanted to ask you, where do you work? Do you commute?
I work on the east end of Ventura, down the 126.
Okay.
Yeah, I supervise an art department for a textiles company.
I got you.
Like t-shirt printing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Is Patagonia still in Ventura?
Yeah.
They are.
Huh? Yep.
All right, dude.
Right there in downtown.
Downtown. All right. Yeah, because I just wonder how many people commute into L.A. from Ventura, commute up to Santa Barbara, that kind of thing. So, Tom, what do you think did you already pick a gift or a prize or whatever
it was?
Well, what are we calling these?
You know what? I might, because of the question, I might just roll the Ted's Beverly Hills t-shirt, I think.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great option to buying the big hoodie. In fact, the summer is here, so why not? All right, Tom, we're going to send you a confirming email, and then you'll be getting your t-shirt, and we really appreciate you hanging with us.
Bitching, awesome. Well, thank you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, brother.
Keep after it.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, brother. Bye.
Guy from the neighborhood there. There's Tom. All right. So we had a couple of California calls this morning, and one from Jersey, our good pal, Paulie D. And it's all good. Alec Baldwin arrested. What the fuck is going on? Does this just happen while we were doing our contest? Alec Baldwin arrested. Alec Baldwin strikes me as a guy who is in constant need of I don't know, like, attention. I mean, we all are, those of us that, you know, need attention. But, and you would think Alec Baldwin gets more than his fair share. He's on a fucking TV show. Maybe he doesn't need the attention. Maybe he'd like less attention. All right, this morning we're going to have on the show, I'm really getting my shit together better. Mavis Leonard is going to be with us talking about Casey Kasem. Doug Dangle will be with us to talk about Beyonce getting into a free swinging. Not Beyonce, her sister Solange is this girl's name. Solange Knowles got into a fucking, I can't even call it a fist fight. She started wailing on Jay-Z in the elevator of the hotel they were at, or maybe it was the elevator of a hotel that they were attending a function at, but they got into a badass. Then Frank Gray is going to be with us to talk about the AFL boycott, the American Football League players boycott of 1965, which I wanted to get into because it resonates today with the Clippers. And then, of course, Donald Sterling, you know, will be all over that like white on rice.
I don't know whether Bob Green is going to check in again.
Yeah, Bob, you know, Bob pissed me off yesterday morning. He was so fucked up. But I actually listened to the show. I got off the air yesterday, and I was like, you know, that was really kind of a ragged show. I mean, Margaret's voice was not, I couldn't figure it out. And I realized, well, I know that I hadn't slept the night before, but I've done really good shows where I haven't slept at all. So I couldn't quite figure it out. And I think it was because I took a fucking Unisom. I took half of a fucking Unisom Sunday night. That shit is no good for me, man. I cannot take that shit. I need... I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take everybody's advice. I'm calling that fucking doctor back, who I love. You know, I love Dr. Emery. He's a great man. What happened to the fucking pen? Bud?
What?
As long as I'm just talking to my imaginary friends. You know, one of the things people ask me, and the answer is no, I didn't. Did you have an imaginary friend as a kid? No, I didn't. No, I had real friends. My best friends, before I went to school, when I was a little kid, all the way on up to the age of 6, and we moved away to another house, were the girls, the three sisters that lived next door, the Weimer sisters. And then the Barnard brothers, Jeff and Jonathan, Jeffrey and Jonathan, this redheaded kid and this other kid. And then my across-the-street neighbor, Ellen Gale, who actually, some of you may know, I talk to Ellen occasionally on Facebook now. Her name is Ellen Gale Rasmussen. She's in Arizona. I don't think I'm, you know, giving away too much there, Ellen, am I? I hope not. Ellen Gale was my crust, and her father, who used to call me Filippio, he's still alive. At least I saw some pictures of him on, and I was a fucking little 5-year-old, man, and that guy is still, so he must have been a really young young dad. Those were my best friends on the street. Those were all the kids that we hung with. Ellen, the Barnard brothers, the Weimer sisters. So I had no imaginary friends at all. I didn't have time. I did play act in my bedroom, you know, as kids do. I would pretend I was on the radio. I would pretend I was on TV. I would pretend I was a cop. I would pretend I was a soldier. I mean, basic stuff. I didn't, you know, the stuff that I did as a kid was pretty fucking basic. What happened? Did I take that motherfucker upstairs and not bring it down here with me? Hold on. Hold on. Using immune system to melt away cancer tumors, Dr. Steven Rosenberg, chief of surgery at Bethesda. Oh, man. Wow, man, you know. I don't know what any of that shit means, but it sounds very impressive, you know. Well, I didn't have any little imaginary friends, you know. I had, I had regular friends. All right. News stories this morning. H.R. Giger has passed on, the alien artist, the man that designed the actual alien monster. H.R. Giger, 74. I remember when that movie came out, a lot of talk about the alien model and a lot of explanation as to how he created this thing. And he not only created that alien, but he created all the different versions of it in the film, the initial film, and subsequent to that, I think he did, you know, the when it got weirder and fucking weirder. But to me, the great alien movie is always going to be the first one. That was just a perfect science fiction. It was, I don't know how you can get, you know, so all the other ones were built on, Aliens was built around the character of Sigourney Weaver because she established herself. That was something very popular. Women really loved that character. She was a powerful, strong, superhero kind of badass chick. And she went and she beat ass on this fucking alien when all the other dudes got eaten up and squeezed and they got their head squeezed or whatever the fuck the thing did. So H.R. Geiger, and it showed how he made this thing, and he used not only, obviously, the tools of the trade and the materials, he used other external things like food. He used oysters. If you look at the hand that the claw that gripped John Hurt's character's face, there's a point where the doctor is examining it, and you'll see that actually what this thing is made of in part are oysters just out of the can or something. Casey Kasem is missing. What the fuck is this? Man, I tell you, of all the weird goddamn stories that I could possibly imagine, this goddamn story is way out there, man. Now, I know Carrie Kasem just, you know, from meeting her a couple times, and we talk on Facebook. I know Mike, her brother, both of them great kids. I love them both. And, yeah, I'm not going to get them on the show and interview them because that would be kind of weird. I mean, I don't do that. But maybe I'll try and message them, you know, afterwards. They're looking for their pops, and they have a dispute with their stepmother, Jean Kasem, who I met at Channel 28 back in the 80s. If you guys see online, there is a clip of me on Channel 28 back in the 80s doing a money pitch when I was a disc jockey at KLSX. And I look like Christopher Hitchens without any sleep. Although Christopher Hitchens looks like Christopher, or did look like Christopher Hitchens without any sleep. Anyway, on that very same telecast was Casey Kasem. He and I were sharing the same camera at one point talking about, and you know, Phil, Channel 28 gets you all of this good shit, and blah, 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 blah. Isn't that right, Phil? That's right, Casey. You know, that kind of shit. Anyway, I met his wife, Jean. She was there that night, and nice people, you know, but who the fuck would know? She's got a thing going on. It ain't unusual, man. The stepkids and the stepmom, it ain't unusual, especially daughters, man. God damn. You know, if you have a daughter, if you're a man and you have a daughter and you're about to get married again and you're about to bring a stepmother or just another female personality into the family, you know, the daughter, you know, dude, whatever you can do, get your daughter and her together and try to get them kind of cool, you know, because there's going to be fucking problems. Not if, there will be. I don't give a shit. There will be, because it's just primal. And especially your daughter is going to really see this new wife as a usurper of your affection, of her mother, your former wife, all that shit. And it can be really messed up. Now, I've also seen it where it's worked out really good. Like, my dad had two stepdaughters, and they got along really well with my mother. But I think it's because my mom was just so non-threatening. There's just no fucking way anybody would ever even worry about my mother intruding into that situation. My mom, by that point, was reading astrology books and was way, way, way out there. There's a guy going southbound in the northbound lane of the 51. He almost hit me. He's probably doing, I don't know, he's going 80, 90 miles an hour. Boy, that was close because he was in my lane. I just swerved at the last minute. Mesa Police Department. Now what happened? Good Christ. I'm just looking at the tube here. No news? All right. I'm going to have to... The better thing to do is to point one of the cameras, maybe not at this, point one of the cameras at the TV set, don't you think? Maybe we just need another camera in here. Marathon tear court action for three friends of bombing suspect. Who? I guess he doesn't have any family. Like, I give a fuck. Next story here, Alaska's same-sex... Alaska's same-sex marriage ban challenged. Now, you know, I'm not trying to be a smartass, but I would think that there's a lot of... Because it's cold, and women folk are, you know, they're rare. I'm kidding. Actually, what I was going to say is, I would think that this isn't rare, or this shouldn't come as a surprise, because Alaska is the land of the rugged individualism and personal freedom. And you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck would Alaska be banning same-sex marriage? Of all the things in the world. Because they're he-men up there, that's why. Well, if you're a he-man in Alaska or anywhere, sometimes that means having another dude suck your dick. Now then, Karl Rove has originally said that he thought Hillary Clinton had a brain tumor. Now he claims that he didn't say that, so we'll see. I never did understand the animosity toward Karl Rove, only because I really never was that heavily involved in that end of the political diatribe. Who the fuck? All these people that hated Karl Rove, I never got it because I didn't follow that White House that closely, and I didn't follow the Bush campaign for president that closely. What is Karl Rove? Oh, you don't know? I have news for anybody who knows who Karl Rove is and thinks I should. I got news for you. Most fucking people are not that inside with this shit. It's a very, and it is inside baseball. Karl Rove is an inside baseball guy. He is not main fucking stream. They've been trying to make him mainstream. God knows Fox News has his ass on TV all the time. Most people only know him as this conservative, wise guy, smart ass that a lot of people hate. That's what most people know. This is really exciting for a geek like me, a real history nerd like me, but I love this. They believe now that the Santa Maria, the 500-year mystery of what happened to Columbus's ship, the Santa Maria, he had three, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. They believe they found it off the coast of Haiti. That's what they think. At least that's what the people, the History Channel has financed this, and that's what they, here's another story about it. I mean, I think this shit's great. I don't know how they figure this shit out. Here is Beyonce and her sister Solange. That story got into it. And the big story this morning, Donald Sterling and his bullshit interview with, what the fuck? I mean, if you saw it, you know what I mean. If you didn't see it, you wouldn't believe it if I told you about it. But you're going to have to because I am going to tell you about it. And then finally here, Google has lost a court fight in Europe. And it's kind of an interesting court fight. People want the right to disappear. They want the right to be able to simply have their information disappear from the internet. And Google keeps it alive, as you know, through a variety of means. And people don't like that. They went to the European Union court, and the court ruled. But we'll see. Time now to get our... I got to get my swerve on, you know. Good morning. Oh. I always forget I got to reopen the program and close the program. This is crazy. I feel like those guys who used to do Bowling for Dollars and they actually had to, you know, spin the lever and all that shit. You know, in a really cool show, there's a guy backstage doing it. All right. Good morning and welcome to our tune-in listeners and welcome to our Listen Live listeners and welcome to, to all of you. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and we are about ready to rock this thing, so please stick around. And remember that we are mobile, so if you're leaving the house for whatever reason, we are with you there, mobile at TuneIn and mobile at Listen Live.